Now we get our first principle. Those of you who read your lessons know what it is. It's forego retaliation. What in the world does retaliation have to do with karma? Doesn't sound like it's related at all. Karma usually comes to us through other people. It's rare that it just comes without another person being involved. You know, we don't usually walk along and have a tree branch fall on us and call it our karma. Usually it's another person who does something to us in one way or another. So there's other people involved in bringing our karma back to us, both our good karma and our bad karma. So it's human nature, when it's our bad karma, to get upset with them. An example here. Someone is very nasty to us, verbally abusive, and just treats us terribly. Of course, we're upset. So what do? Do we retaliate or do we forego retaliation? Well, it's a common problem in the world is someone treats you unfairly or treats some member of your family unfairly and you feel you have to retaliate. The right thing to do is to retaliate. Well, then what will they do? Of course, they'll think the same way and they'll retaliate back. And then what will you do? You'll retaliate back. And how long will this go on? Could go on quite a while. So it creates an endless cycle of retaliation. So as long as we're retaliating, we can't manage our karma at all. We're really karmically making a mess. Because every time we retaliate, we're creating a new karma. And then it's coming back to us and so forth. We're stuck. Not only are we not making any progress, but we keep creating more negative karma. So lots of movies. I have a few actors here today. Lots of movies portray the famous Western kind of concept. Something happens, there's a bank robbery, and a robber kills your brother. So you spend the rest of the movie chasing down the robber, right, and kill him. Old retaliation idea. Well, it's quite common in lots of movies, not only the classic Western, but other movies as well. And why is that? Because it's accepted behavior. This is what lots of people do, and they think it's right. It's called the eye for an eye approach. Someone harms me or harms my family, it's my duty to harm them back. But it's not the Hindu approach. Why isn't it the Hindu approach? Because no one harmed you. You harmed yourself. The action came through someone else. But they're just a channel for it. Why blame them? They're like the messenger, the famous story. Don't blame the messenger. Get upset when somebody delivers the message. I'm just the messenger. So they're just the messenger. They're returning your karma to you because usually it'll have to come through another person. So we're missing the whole point, right? But at least, even if we get upset, it's important to forego retaliation. If we can't do that, none of the other principles will work because they're more subtle than simply foregoing retaliation. The last point in that regard is to, you can sometimes count on others to handle the problem. It's like in the famous bank robbery idea that someone commits a crime against a member of your family. Well, there is a justice system. There are police that take care of these things. There are courts that take care of these things. And if we allow them to take care of the problem, neither we nor they take on a karma. Because as long as they follow the laws, which they have been sworn to uphold, they don't create a karma, even if they have to shoot someone, if they can't avoid it. So in enforcing the law, a law officer doesn't create karma if they do it in a fair way. So Gurudeva again says it so beautifully. As long as we react, we must repeat it. That is the law. It's so short, I'll read it again. As long as we react, we must repeat it. That is the law. Second principle, which counts on the first principle being in place. So once we manage to harness our instinctive tendency to retaliate, we can move on to a more refined principle, which is to accept responsibility. So we were touching on that slightly before, which is the idea that whatever happens to you is your own creation. So usually that idea comes to us when everything's going great. We get the perfect job, we're earning lots of money, we're quite happy, everything's working out beautifully in our life, and who do we attribute the success to? Ourself, right? Well, of course, I created all this. It's going well because of me. Just doing everything right. But when everything's going the opposite way, when everything is falling apart, when you're losing your job, when you don't have enough money, when there's domestic problems at home, who's responsible? Well, not you, of course. Must be somebody else's fault. Couldn't be my fault. So, of course, our thinking is flawed. Because in both cases, whatever we experience is within our karma. And our karma only comes from our own past actions. We can't experience anything that's not in our karma. It won't happen. There was an interesting story regarding September 11th in that regard. A member of the Patel family who has an office, used to have an office, in one of the World Trade buildings where a plane crashed into it, was on pilgrimage here. His family had talked him into coming on pilgrimage to Kauai's Hindu Monastery. So he wasn't there on the day he would normally be there, and consequently, the plane did not kill him. Very interesting. Then we heard another story from the news that there was a person in the Pentagon and the plane crashed into his office, but he was on the plane. So he was counted twice in the initial statistics. He was counted as being dead because it was his office and they assumed he was there. And he was also on the plane. So it was like he couldn't escape it somehow. It just was destined to happen, even because he wasn't there, he still didn't escape being there. Very interesting situation. So it shows how karma comes to us in interesting ways, and whatever it is, we're responsible for it. So this requires a certain detachment that sometimes we don't have, but whatever we see someone do to us, we need to put that person aside and only see ourselves doing it to us through that person. We are doing this to ourselves through that person. The person is just a channel for it. When we look at it that way, then we're looking at it and accepting responsibility. We don't want to blame the person if they do something nasty to us. We don't want to praise them if they do something kind to us. We want to see ourselves acting through them, which is the correct way to see it. We accept responsibility. Nothing can happen to me that's not in my karma. So the real test is when you get unfairly accused. Sometimes this happens in life. We get unfairly accused by someone. Well, how can that person accuse me of this? We're upset with them. They're not being fair toward us. But somehow, it's our karma. We're creating this experience. Something we've done in the past. This is a reaction to that action and is coming to us through this person. So if we can see it in that way, then we're looking at it correctly and we're accepting responsibility. Gurudeva's quote on this is, as long as we externalize the source of our successes and failures, we perpetuate the cycles of karma, good or bad. There is no one out there making it all happen. Our actions, thoughts, and attitudes make it all happen. We must accept and bear our karma cheerfully. Om Namah Shivaya.